Max, the one to watch. For epic original series. Blockbuster movies.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Plus,
we have breaking news.
24/7 live streaming news with CNN Max. And live sports with hundreds of games from the NBA, MLB postseason, NHL, NCAA Men's March Madness, and U.S. National Soccer. All included for a limited time with Bleacher Report Sports add-on. After the promo period, add Bleacher Report Sports starting at $9.99 a month. Base subscription required.
You know what it's time for now? It is Tuesday. It is time to tell you who the best and worst are in the National Football League. And there we go. We have music and everything. Do you want to do the worst five or the best five first?
Let's just get the worst five out because we know who's going to be there.
Yes. Number 28, the Chicago Bears. You didn't get all the way out of it. You went from 32 last week. Look, we know what's up.
Yeah.
You ain't good.
No.
The Bears are 1-4. The only win was over Washington, which frankly probably belongs in the list, but didn't quite make the cut. They have won twice. Of course, they were the first 2 weeks of the season. Chicago is playing at home against Minnesota, right? Bears are, yes, at home to the Vikings, who aren't very good either. Number 29, and this is what everybody is talking about around, on ESPN. The New England Patriots.
Uh-oh, Bill.
They're 1-4. Their only win was on the road against the Jets before the Jets realized that the only way we're going to be competitive is to actually try on offense.
Yeah.
I mean, try. So they tried. They tried against the Chiefs, looked like a real football team. Tried against the Broncos. I don't think they were awesome against the Broncos, but you know, it's just the Broncos. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be awesome. And Jets ultimately ran the ball effectively over 200 yards and won the game.
But look what happened when you try.
Right. But New Good England, stuff. Oh my gosh, they are awful. Oof. So their point differential is a minus 76.
Ooh.
Back-to-back worst losses in Bill Belichick's tenure.
Yikes, not good.
And they were both at home in consecutive weeks.
Even worse.
Yes. And where is New England this week? They are at the Raiders. Oh, they, Bill, against Joshy.
Look at that.
And the Raiders are coming off such an impressive game. Not really. Number 30, Denver.
Yes.
The only win was a home field 21-point deficit overcoming game against the Chicago Bears. They did that in the last quarter plus. They have a negative 60-point differential. They stink.
I noticed the trend. Teams can only beat other teams in the bottom five.
Yeah, pretty much. Or contenders for the bottom five.
Yeah.
And Sean Payton is now yelling at Russell Wilson.
There we go.
We're going to find a scapegoat.
Do some more high knees.
Denver is at Kansas City this week.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like it's going to end well.
Yeah.
Number 31, the New York Giants.
Oh, boy.
They're 1-4. They had that crazy comeback at Arizona for their only win. But they have a win, and their point differential is 90. Negative 90.
Quite opposite of what we anticipated for them.
Holy mackerel. 90. With a win.
Yeah.
In five games. They are at Buffalo on Sunday Night Football.
Oof.
Can I ask a question?
Oof, why? Go ahead. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What's the earliest? Night. Right. Yeah. What is the earliest NBC could have flexed out of a game?
Yeah. Not early enough.
Apparently. Like, after Dallas embarrassed them, do you think they got on the phone with the NFL and said, hey, about week 6, Sunday night.
Yeah.
How about we show no game?
Can we just switch things up a little?
Wow. At Buffalo. And Buffalo's going to be mad because they had a jet-lagged loss to Jacksonville.
They should just show some more Yellowstone reruns. Do that.
I haven't watched an episode of that.
Oh, gosh, you need to.
Is it good?
I love Yellowstone.
Yeah, it looks like something I don't want to watch. So if I'm Buffalo, I have a complaint.
Yeah.
I guess not. It's bad enough that we're making teams fly to London to play a football game, right? And it's not bad about London. It's just that's a lot of travel for a
jet lag.
Game.
Yeah. Right.
Jacksonville played there the previous week.
They did.
Why did you do that to the Bills?
Exactly. They had a whole week to just acclimate. Like, they were just there, chilling out with the Londoners.
It just seems super unfair to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
It is.
All right. So the Giants are number 31. They're terrible. Number 32. They're 0-5.
Yeah.
Hey, look. On the bright side, it's not like they had a lead in the second half like they did in each of the previous four games.
Yeah.
Where they lost. They lost this game early.
Sure.
So.
It's bright side.
Exactly. There's the bright side.
Way to polish it, Gold.
No bright side. No, I apologize. No bright side. All right. Now we're going to the best.
Okay.
Right, best five. Number five. Miami. They're 4-1. Incredibly prolific offense. They just add Chase Claypool. Don't know what he's going to be able to do for that receiving corps, which is also already awesome. But on the other side, they just lost, Devon Achane? I don't know how to pronounce his name. I apologize.
Yes.
The running back who is averaging more than 12 yards a carry.
He was huge for them last week. This last week.
They have like seven touchdowns already?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's out, and he's out for a substantial amount of time. So the Panthers catch a little break.
Maybe.
Miami's just awesome. They're not record setting.
Really awesome.
Right. They're not record setting awesome. So, yeah, good luck to the Panthers. Number four, the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Who the Panthers just played.
They did.
Look, the more you watch the Lions, the more you go, yeah, they're a complete football team. They can run it. Their passing game looked pretty good without their best wide receivers.
Yeah.
So, I got nothing but love and admiration.
No, Dan Campbell is doing some good stuff. Yeah.
And obviously they have a game-changing player, and he's not the only one, but they have a game-changing player on defense in Aiden Hutchinson.
Montgomery is great.
And he's really their second running back. Jahmyr Gibbs, the other guy, is hurt. He hadn't played. I don't know if he's playing this week or not.
Yeah.
But Detroit is obviously great, and Detroit will be at Tampa. I know I put him fourth.
Mm-hmm.
I think Detroit's losing this week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could see
Could that. Be forecasting. Place your bets later.
Okay.
Not today, but on Friday. Number three, the Kansas City Chiefs.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Look, they kind of got away with it against the Jets, but I think the Jets' defense after the first quarter, the Jets' real defense showed up.
Yeah.
It's a completely different team. But Kansas City is also very complete. Here is my one question about them, and they can address this between now and the end of the season anyway, or now in the trade deadline. I don't think they're great at wide receiver.
No.
If Travis Kelce is not healthy,
yeah, You could see that. As soon as he got injured for that short little amount of time, you could see they were struggling.
So, I mean, they've got decent players, but I don't think they have anybody that goes, oh, yeah, here's a number one wide receiver. Right. That's how good their offense is, mm-hmm. is that they might not need one. They have, I think, at least two, maybe three good tight ends.
Yeah.
Obviously after Kelsey, but Noah Gray, former Dukie, and the other guy, Watson, also looks good. So maybe they're just going to be like the old Patriots when they were at the height of their powers.
Yeah.
When the tight end position was everything.
Mahomes will just be half the offense by himself.
Unbelievable. Number two, the Philadelphia Eagles. By the way, Kansas City is home to Denver. And that's a Thursday night game. Yeah. It's a Thursday night game.
There we go.
Philadelphia plays at the Jets. Also a sneaky, difficult spot for Philadelphia. But Philly is complete. They didn't get anything out of Devontae Smith, but they didn't need it. The tight end was the feature last week. A.J. Brown is still great, and they run the ball like crazy. I don't believe Philadelphia has played their best football yet.
No, I was going to say, like, Philly is still awesome, but you can tell this season it takes them a minute to warm up. Like, sometimes they choose to not play their best.
Yeah, they have not been anything resembling the team that looked like they were running through the NFL earlier, early stages last season,
right.
And they obviously got back to it. The point differential for a team that is 5-0 is only 37.
Wow.
So that's basically a touchdown a game. That's not a ton.
No.
Philly has not been awesome, so maybe the Jets should be worried.
Maybe.
Or maybe not. And number one, and frankly, we shouldn't even have a 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco right now is that much better than everyone else.
Yes, they are.
They have everything.
They are stacked. They're a threat.
The only thing I don't know that they have is depth, except when they emptied the bench in the fourth quarter against Dallas, it looked the same. It looked the same.
Yeah.
Like, who's that running back? I didn't see him all game. Yeah. And now he's running all over the place. Yeah. Who's that wide receiver? He's still They're awesome.
They're amazing.
Offensive line is great. Defensive line is great. Every level of the field.
Brock Purdy is awesome. I mean, it's just...
Did you hear the debate? Like, we'll talk about it later. But there was a debate on, I guess it was Mike Greenberg's show on TV, about Brock Purdy versus Mac Jones.
What?
Okay, well... Oh, we'll get to it later.
Okay.
It was silly, as you might expect.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.